WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvements or outbuilding needs. Recapping some area high school basketball play from Saturday in a game heard here on KJAN Saturday afternoon. In boys basketball, it was Atlantic defeating St. Albert 60-58. That game was a back-and-forth affair throughout much of the fourth quarter before it was tied at 58 with just seconds left after a late turnover by St. Albert gave the ball back to Atlantic with under 6 seconds to play. Garrett Franken was able to get the winning layup at the buzzer. Franken had 22 points to lead the way for Atlantic in that victory. Also, it was Abraham Lincoln topping Harlan 55-29. Shenandoah beat Clarinda Academy 76-42. In Saturday girls basketball, St. Albert a winner over Atlantic 59-52. It was Harlan over Abraham Lincoln 65-24. Red Oak beat Trainer 51-36. Shenandoah topping Panorama 55-39. In men's college basketball, the Iowa Hawkeyes return to Big Ten action at home tonight against Nebraska. The Hawkeyes open the Big Ten race with a win at Ohio State, and this will be the first of two home games this week for Coach Fran McCaffrey's team.
You know, I don't look at, okay, we got back-to-backs or home, road. You know, the next game is going to be the most important game. We're going to play a great team with a great coach, with great players, and we have to play well. And if we do that, then we'll have a good record, and we'll have an opportunity to do some things in March. If we struggle, then we've got to get back to work and try to do better.
The Hawkeyes take on a Nebraska team that's known for its defense. And McCaffrey says the key will be ball movement and quality shots.
You know, if you're quick shooting the ball and the wrong guys are shooting the ball at the wrong time and you're taking contested shots, you're going to shoot a low number. You know, they have an athletic team. You know, they've got very athletic wings. They've got the ability to put pressure on the ball at the point of attack. You know, they're a team that's going to challenge us with their defense. There's no question about it.
The Huskers have a potent 1-2 combination in juniors Teron Petaway and Siobhan Shields. They combined for nearly 37 points per game. Nebraska opened up Big Ten play with a loss at home against Indiana. The Huskers are 8-5 overall on the season. You can catch that game live tonight here on KJAN. We're on the air with the pregame at 7 o'clock. About 8 o'clock is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena for that one tonight. In top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, Jeremy Morgan scored a career-high 18 points as number 23 Northern Iowa beat Loyola of Illinois 67-58 for their third win in four games. Deion Mitchell added 13 points, and the Panthers bounced back from their first conference loss by holding off the upstart Ramblers late in the second half. Northern Iowa pushed a four-point halftime lead to 59-41 on Seth Tuttle's layup with 5:31 left. Loyola responded with 11 quick points before their late rally fell short. Panthers improved to 12-2 overall. They're 1-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Elsewhere in the top 25, 10th-ranked Utah is the latest team to beat the slumping UCLA Bruins. DeLon Wright had 11 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals as the Utes clobbered the Bruins 71-39. Wisconsin has a 7-game win streak after Frank Kaminsky and Sam Decker scored 16 points each, leading the 4th-ranked Badgers to an 81-58 victory over Northwestern. Chris Jones had 20 of his 22 in the second half and 10 assists as 5th-ranked Louisville knocked off Wake Forest 85-76. Also yesterday, 8th-ranked Arizona pounded Arizona State 73-49. Number 13, Kansas, was a 76-61 winner against UNLV. 16th-ranked Wichita State downed Illinois State 70-62. And in the Pac-12, it was Stanford beating number 21 Washington 68-60 in overtime. In women's college hoops yesterday, Melissa Dixon scored 21 points, hitting 6 3-pointers to give her the school record, taking number 20 Iowa to a 79-72 win over 16th-ranked Rutgers yesterday. Samantha Logic added 17 for the Hawkeyes, and Allie Disterhoff and Bethany Doolittle had 14 points apiece. Iowa shot 52% from the field, but an 11 of 24 performance at the foul line gave Rutgers hope down the stretch, although the Scarlet Knights couldn't convert themselves. The Hawkeyes improved to 11-2 overall. They're 2-0 in Big Ten conference play. Dixon now has 263 career three-pointers. That's two more than Lindsey Meter. Kareem Hunt ran for 271 yards and 5 touchdowns last night, leading Toledo over Arkansas State 63-44 in the Go Daddy Bowl. The 5'11", 200-pound Hunt capped a phenomenal season by slicing through Arkansas State's defense early and often. That performance set a GoDaddy Bowl record, and he averaged 8.5 yards per carry. Hunt, who finished the season with 1,631 yards rushing and had touchdown runs of 4, 44, and 29 yards in the first half, as the Rockets built a 35-17 halftime lead. Toledo ended the season on a 3-game winning streak as they finished 9-4 on the season. Arkansas State is 7-6 on the year. In NFL action yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys and the Indianapolis Colts extended their seasons. The Cowboys did it with a late comeback against Detroit after the Colts shut down Cincinnati in the second half. Tony Romo threw an 8-yard touchdown pass to Terrence Williams with 2:32 left before the Cowboys stopped the Lions on downs to earn a 24-20 comeback win over Detroit. Dallas was down 14-0 in the second quarter and 20-7 in the third before they earned the right to take on the Packers at Green Bay in the NFC Divisional playoffs next Sunday. The game changed on a reversed call on the field as Detroit was driving with a 20-17 lead midway through the fourth quarter when referee Pete Morelli announced a pass interference penalty against Anthony Hitchens on a third down pass to Lions receiver Brandon Pettigrew. But then officials got together and reversed the call without any explanation, and Sam Martin had a 10-yard punt after the Lions tried to draw Dallas offside on 4th-and-1. The Cowboys' victory came after Andrew Luck threw for 376 yards and a touchdown in the Colts' 26-10 win over Cincinnati. Indy led 13-10 at halftime, but Luck changed the game by floating a perfect 36-yard TD pass to Dante Moncrief as Luck was falling down in the third quarter. Daniel Boom Heron ran for another touchdown, and Adam Vinatieri hit 4 field goals for the Colts, who played solid defense in earning a meeting with the Broncos in an AFC division round game at Denver next Sunday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.